Bava Metzia, Perek Vav, Mishneh Beis. The halacha is that a hourly or daily worker, they have the right to walk away in the middle of the job, and then it's learned out from the pasuk Ki Avadai Heim, that you are my servants, not Avadim to Avadim, not servants to other people. And therefore, if they're just an hourly or daily worker, they can walk away from the job in the middle, and they're paid for what they did, for the work they did up until that point. The exception is something we touched on in the previous Mishnah, is if it's a Dover HaAvid, it's something that will cause loss to the balabas, to the person who hired him, the employer, something that is time sensitive, etc. But if it's a regular case, and he can get other workers to replace him. Now, our Mishnah, however, is going to be talking about, instead of a daily worker, it's going to be talking about a kablan, which is a contractor, somebody who's being paid for the job. If he's being paid for the job, he's not considered to be acting as an eved to the other person. He's taking on the job. He's working for himself. It's just he's working under contract. So the Mishnah says, "Hasocher es ha'umnin," if somebody hires craftsmen, and again, this is talking about a contractor, "v'chazu v'hen," and the contractor backs out in the middle of the job. So the halacha is that yadan ala tachtona, that he has the lower hand, the contractor. And that is to say, if, let's say he did 50% of the job, so he would get, the job is worth $100, and he's done $50 worth. So if the cost to finish up the other half of the job is going to cost more than the remaining $50, the employer, the person who hired him, he can subtract, let's say it's going to cost $60, he can subtract the extra $10 from the $50 of work that he already did. It's cheaper, it only costs $40 for other workers, the contractor can't say, well, it's only going to cost you, it was going to originally cost you $100, it's only costing you $90, so give me at least that extra $10. He can't do that either. Now, in Bal HaBayis Chozerbo, the Mishnah says if the person who hired him, he's the one who retracts and gets and leaves the deal in the middle. So Yado Ala Tachtona, he has the lower hand, and that is to say, if the workers cost more now, let's say instead of $50, it's going to cost $60. That comes out of his own pocket. Obviously, it has nothing to do with the contractor who was working up until this point. However, if the new workers cost less, then actually, let's say they only cost $40 instead of $50. So since the employer, the person who hired him, is the one who walked out on the deal, he actually has to pay an extra $10, $60 to the contractors who lost out the rest of the job because the employer pulled out. Now, once the Mishnah is on the subject of people have the lower hand, we give another couple of examples in halacha where somebody has the lower hand. And this is actually, the next case is going to be reminiscent of something that we had in the ninth parak of Bava Kama, that kol ha-mishana yodo ala tachtona, whoever makes a change, he has the lower hand. And this is talking about, the Gemara says, this is talking about the case that we had in Bava Kama, where if you give a dyer wool to dye, and he's Mishana, he does something different than you ask him to. You ask him to dye it red and he dyes it black. So there we say if the black is worth more than what it costs to do the dyeing, so then you only have to give him the cost of the dyeing. And if the cost of dyeing it is more than what it's worth now, so you only have to give him what it's worth. That's since he made the change, therefore he has the lower hand. This actually is a dispute over there between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, and this is actually following Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. This is what we call a Stam Mishnah that follows Rabbi Yehuda. The last case is V'chol HaChozerbo Yodo ala tachtona. Anybody who retracts, he has the lower hand. And the Gemara says, what is this referring to? This is referring to somebody who sells his friend a field for, let's say, $1,000. And the purchaser has given him already $200. After giving him $200, before he has a chance to give him the rest of the money, the seller retracts. So then the purchaser has the upper hand, and he can say, either give me my $200 back, or he can say, give me $200 worth of karka, worth of a property. He can have either the choice of doing either one of those, and in that sense, he has the upper hand, and the one who is chozer, has yado al tachtona, has the lower hand. Worth $200. Or I can say, give me the cash back.